welcome to Titus Memorial, New Titus Memorial Morning Worship Service. Beginning our services. Thank you for tuning in to our services at New Titus Worship Center. We greet you in Jesus' love. We're grateful to the Lord for you tuning in to our services this Sunday morning. May God bless you through the preached word. May God bless you through the teaching and the gospel singing that will be taking place on the New Titus Worship Ministries morning broadcast. My name is Bishop Jimmy Hunter. I'm the Diocese Bishop for the Eastern District. The New Titus Worship Center is one of our churches. We thank God again for you all tuning in to us this Sunday morning. And we pray that these services have been a blessing to you each Sunday morning, that you tune in to the New Titus Worship Ministries. We pray that what to do when you don't know what to do messages has been a blessing to your home, to your family, to your children, and to all that would gather to hear the word from the Lord. Today's message will be coming from Who Touched Me? But a woman that had the issue of blood, she asked, "Who touched me?" After the worship experience, we're going to the word, and our subject for this morning will be, "Who touched me?" The woman that had an issue of blood, she asked, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" We pray that the sermon and the message will be a blessing to you, that the Lord will bless you through the sermon, and that you can go out and tell others about what you heard on the New Titus Worship Ministries radio broadcast. We started these broadcasts because we wanted to reach out to those that were less fortunate than we were and couldn't get to church because of the pandemic. A lot of people not able to get to church and be in a worship experience. We pray that our services are a blessing to you, that you look forward to turning into these services. So please, please, please send us a letter or some type of way you can contact us and let us know that you are listening to the New Titus Worship Center. Contact the broadcast and let us know that you are listening to the Titus Memorial Worship Ministries broadcast. So please, please, my brothers and sisters, let us know you're listening. The only way we can do that, you have to call in on the radio broadcast and let us know that you are listening to the broadcast, because we want to continue this broadcast, but we want to make sure that it's being a blessing to those that will listen to the radio broadcast. So please, again, call in to the broadcast, call in to the radio stations, and request the New Titus Ministries broadcast. Let us know you're listening. Just say, "I'm listening," or "I enjoy the message," or "I enjoy the services provided by New Titus Worship Ministries." We look forward to being a blessing each Sunday morning from the New Titus Worship Ministry. So please, ma'am, please, sir, brothers and sisters, tune in to the New Titus Worship Ministry. We play after the worship experience and we have the word of God. There will be a blessing to those of you that's listening to us on Sunday morning. Now listen in to the Sunday morning worship service at the New Titus Worship Ministries. God bless you.
We can't, I will head out open the door. Is that all right? Praying for me and another, those that are not here, but those may be on their way. A special prayer for our ministers of the gospel. Wherever all of God has called to be a minister, and they think that I am, we're going to pray for them. Amen. Amen. That God will restore their hearts up. Every now and then, we just have to pray one for another in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. What another song that we can sing. Amen. What time is it? Now 10 after 11. Is anybody there have a testimony here that they would like to just give God some praise? Amen. Just tell God thank you. Amen. The doors are now, the floor are now open. Is anybody want to say anything? And just tell God thank you. Amen.
Feel like that over my face. And said, Lord, that's where you and your friends, being in church, paying your tithes and offerings, doing the things that the Lord wants you to do, and to have more to do right and wrong in your life every day.
Go ahead.
God is thanking, praise the Lord for that blessing. For them to continue blessing me and keeping me, and I'm going to honor him best I know how. And that's what happens to you. You rule of the Lord. The devil come back.
Come on now. My grandkids, thank God for you. She comes out to help us out. Amen. Even though that she's a fellowship and she has her own church in Cherry Hill, but she takes the time out to come in, say hi to her mom, and to help out the Titus Memorial. Amen. Amen. And then we knock the door. Is anybody else? If there's anybody else, I don't want to look at it. It's everybody. Anybody. Amen. But this man says, God, thank you. But I just want to thank God, because God is constantly blessing me. I'm walking with symbol how God is blessing me. And in spite of what comes my way, amen, children of God, I still give God the praise. Amen. Amen. No matter how he looks in my life, I don't go to man, but I go to God. Amen. Every chance I get, I go and I talk to my God. And I tell God, I bless you for the small things. I bless you for the big, the most of God. I bless God for being God all by himself. Amen. Because a lot of things, God don't have to do it, but he does. God don't have to wake us up early in the morning, but it's his grace and his mercy. Amen. But God said, I'm giving you another chance. Amen. Amen. To come unto me. I don't understand how the world and how the people, amen, cannot just don't even give God honor. Oh, come on. I'm just going to give words of encouragement this morning. How can you not serve a God that constantly watch over you every day, every minute of the day? How can you not serve a God like that? When we even don't have, God make a way for you to have. Oh, help me out, somebody. But we can't make ends and stuff meet. God make sure that his people go to hell. So how can we not have a good relationship with the man that can just provide everything for us? And he watch over us even when the enemy is still trying to creep in.
Yeah.
How can you not serve a God that watch over his children? Even when we are resting, at night he keeps a cover over our home.
Right.
How can we not serve a God?
Yeah.
How can we not serve a God that's so good and so wonderful? Amen. Amen. I just don't understand. How can we all say we want to take a vacation from God? God does not take a vacation from us. How can we think that we just don't want to do so? And sometimes I get angry. God tells me that it's not your battle, but it's mine. You know, the battle is not yours. But sometimes I just want to go to people and say, how can you not serve my God? Brother Kevin, how can you not serve? Let us all stand for our call to worship. And we're going on into the service. Is that all right? Amen. I told God, we'll get the other half of Titus. Evangelist John used to say, don't worry about it. Tell God to go get him. And whatever they want to do throughout the week, they tell God to put a stop on it. So they can look up and say, oh no, I didn't do this. Give them something to look toward God for. Amen. Evangelist John used to always say that, right, Bishop? I tell God to go get him. I'm praying that I say, God, go get him. One by one. Amen. We thank God for all the testimonies and stuff that God for us this morning. We thank God for his grace. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And our opening hymn will be, what a fellowship, what a joy divine. What meaning on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind. What we are doing, we are leaning on what? The everlasting arm. Amen, amen. I told her, I said, no, I can't sing, but I will sing. Is that all right? Brother Kevin, y'all can help me out this morning? You got it? Amen. And then just before Bishop, then you're going to sing. Amen. I'm going to you after that, Pastor. But it's all right with me. Amen. The congregation, you understand this sister? You know, she knows the rules of the church. Amen. Deacon. I can call her. She's deacon now. She's deacon at that church. Amen. Y'all ready for me? What a fellowship, what a joy divine. Yeah.
Lord, laying it on our hearts come in the house of prayer. We need to be here. We need to congregate.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank and praise the Lord for all that he has brought us through. Thus far, I thank and praise the Lord and thank and praise Jesus.
Yes.
This
oh,
world
glory.
Being turned upside down.
Yeah.
But I still feel good in my heart that is whatever comes today or tomorrow.
Well.
But I'm going back to see Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't want to live my life and live a wretched life.
Come on now.
And not think it is. That's
right. Well.
We're going to thank and praise the Lord Jesus for all the things that came in.
Yes, Lord God.
Praise him. Uplift the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Giving him praise.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I thank the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The way I was.
Thank you, Jesus.
The way I'm at right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank and praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You gotta accept what the Lord gives me.
Yeah.
You know, every day I'm praying.
Yeah.
I'm not that same old dog that I was.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I'm not that man no more.
Yeah.
I'm a new creature.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a new creature. Because I'm growing.
Yeah.
I'm growing and I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I feel good about it.
Come on now.
I'm telling you. Lord leads you from day to day.
Yeah.
What could have happened?
That's right.
What could have happened?
That's right. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
We thank and praise the Lord for that service. By prayer.
Pray.
I pray.
Amen.
I pray to everybody.
Right.
Be blessed. Rise up to the cross.
Yeah.
Yes.
I said there's no limit for God.
What God can do.
That house, that car.
What he done for others.
That
building. He'll do.
I do what I pray for. Stay happy.
Yes.
Stay happy.
I want to stay happy.
Happy.
I want to stay. I don't like evil about
my life. Yes. Happy in Jesus.
Now, y'all just pray for me.
Amen. Let's give him a hand. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Amen. A prayer of encouragement. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's do our tithe and our offering. Amen. Is that all right?
That's all
right. Amen. Tithe and our offering. Let's pray for missionary Turner. She has lupus. Amen. And when she has a transfusion, amen, she said it makes her so weak that she can't do anything.
All
amen.
Right.
Is that all right?
That's all right.
Let's pray for them. I'm just going to say, if you listen, amen. Let's get our tithe and our offering in our hands. Those that want to send your tithe, amen. You can do Cash App, the dollar sign, and Titus Ministry, and send your tithe. What we bring here today is our offering. Amen. Let's offer up to the Lord, all of us. You can start from the back and come on and let us all stand. Can you move the microphone right there so nobody don't trip it?
Come on.
For the Christian Jubilee, light my name, on the road. I'll take. There's the Lord has lifted me.
Oh, let us go by our knees. Amen. Amen.
You're laughing, but y'all gonna be living.
talk about on the subject matter, who touched me? Who touched me? This text is a woman that had an issue of blood. Is that right?
Amen.
And then the Jewish custom from in the book of Leviticus, if you have time and leisure that you read, that in Leviticus she was considered as contaminated. And everywhere she went, people would not allow her to sit down. She could not sit on the couches and the chairs in people's homes because they was considering her as contaminated. Everywhere she went, people considered her as an outcast. She could not go anywhere without people pointing fingers at her and mocking her and making fun of her because she had an issue of blood.
Well,
just imagine you're in this city and everywhere you go, you can't go in the restaurant because they're asking you to leave. You can't go in the shopping center to shop because the policemen are asking you to leave. Everywhere you go, people are walking around you and standing afar from you and mocking you and pointing fingers at you. Just imagine that be your life. Come on, say amen. How would you feel? Everybody around you didn't want to have nothing to do with you just because you had a sickness. Isn't that bad? You didn't cause your body to react like that. It just happened. Come on, say amen.
Yeah, yeah.
She was considered as contaminated. She was considered as a person of outcast. Oh, yes. Who touched me? The Bible says that this woman heard about Jesus.
Yeah.
Because those of us that read scripture, you know that Jesus had gone about in the city, healing the sick, raising the dead, causing blind eyes to come open, causing deaf ears to hear. Jesus was about doing the miracle. Do I have a witness? Y'all with me here? Who touched me? Yeah, the Bible says she heard about Jesus. This Jesus of Nazareth that were healing sick people, causing people the lame to walk, taking two little fish and five loaves of bread, feeding 5,000, showing up at weddings and turning water into wine. She heard about Jesus. Can I get some help in here somewhere? If you hear me, raise your right hand. God, who touched me? The Bible said that the hearing about Jesus, he decided I must do something about it. Can I get some help here? You know how you're famous, that all kinds of people gather around you, and it's hard to get to you. Can I get some help here? The Bible said, well, I tell y'all what I'm going to do. This is my day. I'm going to be healed from this issue of blood. The Bible says that they were having a meeting, and the woman went to the meeting, and people was all around Jesus, and she couldn't get to Jesus. She said, I know what I'll do. I'll get down on my knees and crawl through the ground and get to him gone. Because you remember in the 133rd Psalm, he said, blessed by good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And he said, the poor, the precious all on his head, and it ran down from his breastplate. I wish I had some help in here, down to the end of his garment. The healing was in his garment. Y'all don't hear me. The Bible said, I'm going to do something about being an outcast. I'm tired of being contaminated. I'm tired of people talking about me. I'm tired of people mocking me. I'm going to do something about it. I'm trying to tell y'all something here. Who touched me?
The Bible says she got down in the crowd and was stepping on her hands, pushing and prodding. So she said, I must touch his garment. I need a healing. Anybody here need any pain? I need a blessing. I need to be delivered. I need God to make a way for me. I need God to bless my children. I need God to bless my family. So he got down in the crowd and kept on crawling. Then she got to Jesus. The Bible says, somebody touch me. The disciples said, Master, don't you know that people are all around you? And who says, somebody touch you? He said, yes, somebody touch me.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Cause I know somebody touched me.
Yeah.
Because the virtue went out of my body. Somebody touched me. He said, Master, there are people all around you wronging you, and you're going to tell me somebody touched me. He said, no, this was a different touch. Because the woman was healed immediately. What the text said? After she touched him, the issue of blood dried up. Is that right? The issue of blood dried up when she went about her way. He said, go. You're right. Somebody touch me. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Somebody. Let us stand. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on. Come on, back here. Until we gather on the side.